This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Right, so sunshine, get out and do it. Thanks, Doc.
That's right. Prevent.
Harry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And joining us is Karen Bailey Chapman, who is Senior Vice President, Public and Government Affairs for an organization, Specialty Equipment Marketing Association, SEMA, that is looking to back off the government when it comes to mandating EVs. And Karen, good morning.
Good morning.
One of the things that Paul and I were just discussing is, you know, the government's trying to really push forward the use of electric vehicles. However, the rest of us, particularly in the Pittsburgh area and southwestern Pennsylvania, don't feel overconfident and comfortable with the fact that we'd have enough charging stations. We'd get charging anxiety just from a practical standpoint. But you have a much bigger economic vision of this, right?
Absolutely. And as somebody who's traveled through your area a lot over the course of my life, I share that anxiety and those big mountains. But the fact is that, yeah, we are concerned about the fact that the government is looking to mandate or has mandated EVs. And we really disagree with the fact that government is choosing one technology over all others. We believe that there is actually a multi-technology approach to lowering emissions and ones that already have an infrastructure built in for us to be able to utilize those. So we are concerned about the mandates and believe that government should be letting innovators innovate, let the automotive industry continue to lead in technology, and quite frankly, stay out of the way.
Karen, I was reading an article recently that quoted the CEO at Toyota as saying that his company was going to be stressing the production of hybrids. And a hybrid sounds much more attractive just to me as a consumer in this area for two reasons. Number one, the range considerations are no longer a problem. And secondly, and I think even more importantly, with our cold weather, loss of battery power is not going to be nearly as much of a concern.
Absolutely. Toyota's received quite a bit of criticism over the years because they have really resisted the EV mandate policies because they really, I mean, look, I think hybrid technology is synonymous with Toyota, and they stood firmly with saying, no, we're sticking with our hybrid approach. We know the technology. We've been leaders in that technology, and we believe that we can continue to, again, lower the emissions profiles of vehicles, staying the course with the technology that we've invested in and quite frankly have done incredibly well with. And so I think that's something that's really demonstrating in the consumer marketplace is the fact that people like the hybrid technologies over the EV technologies.
And I would think with the change of administration, it seems like this administration's opened up, for instance, in southwestern Pennsylvania, the natural gas reserves, and is really pushing for energy production. So you might find a different attitude coming out of Washington for your issue.
absolutely. The issue around EV mandates was really actually central in the presidential campaign this year, because there were two candidates with two very distinct voting records and positions on this issue. And it was high. It was a high issue in Pennsylvania. We actually did a lot of voter education in Pennsylvania on this issue. So we do. We've already seen an already more friendly administration on this issue. This is actually why we're even in this position now to have the Congressional Review Act and have Congress take action on California's EV mandate that ultimately will impact about 40% of the American population. So certainly a much friendlier administration, and they've given us this opportunity for Congress to weigh in on this issue and hopefully put it to rest.
In terms of the economics of owning an EV, until recently, Karen, for a lot of people, they've just been out of reach. They're just too expensive. Is there any change in the market coming up that will make EVs a little more less expensive and easier for people to get a hold of?
Well, I think in any technology, the more it evolves and the more people become comfortable with it, the more people are confident in it. That's something that I think generally in a free market, that's what happens. But when you look at the EV market that we have today, it's a heavily subsidized marketplace, not only with the rebates for those that choose to buy or lease an EV, but also to the manufacturers that are producing them. So when you look at the fact that there's already about a $10,000 increase in price of an EV over your traditional ICE vehicle, and that's in a heavily subsidized situation, you got to sort of wonder where you know what will happen. I think, again, when it comes to technology, the more it becomes developed, the more comfortable people become with it. That eventually, as demand increases, the price will come down. So, but right now, with it being heavily subsidized the way it is, that's not something that's going to happen in probably the near term.
Karen Bailey Chapman, SEMA Senior VP, Public and Government Affairs. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Great talking with you guys. Thank you.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.